Hello.
Hello, my name is Mario. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County.
Okay.
Am I speaking with Becky Riley?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you prefer to continue in English?
Yes.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I know it's a long ways off, but what are the chances of you voting in the election for President, U.S. Congress, County
100%.
Supervisor?
100%.
Okay. All right. Thinking about past election in Kern County for local offices like county board or supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote most of the time, or do you not vote in these races?
I vote all the time.
All the time. Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gotten off on the wrong track?
No, that's kind of a trick question, because I don't agree with anything California does right now, and I know that people are trying, so it's hard to really say unless I know the person we're talking about. So in general, I'm about 50-50 on the fence on this.
Okay. Okay. Would you say right direction, wrong direction, or don't know in that, question?
I'd say wrong direction.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feeling towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Would you say you have a very favorable, or somewhat unfavorable on Leticia Perez?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
What's the worst one I can give?
Never heard of. Very unfavorable. Or no,
very very unfavorable. And if I could give you more opinion, I would.
Okay.
And you're not giving me the opinions that I want to give them. Because
okay.
I really have a lot to say about that.
Okay. Donald Trump, where do you see?
Very favorable.
Okay. Kim Salas.
Never heard of her.
Okay. And Gavin Newsom,
very unfavorable.
Gavin.
Yep,
Gavin.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you.
Piece of shit. Sorry.
It's okay.
Are we being recorded for quality purposes?
No. This is just your opinion.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate because I really want everybody to hear me.
Well, the answers you give will, but, you know. But
yeah, I know. Depends. Listen, yeah, my opinion counts, but the thing is that it won't be favorable opinion in some people's eyes.
Gotcha.
And it depends on who's asking, what committee or what group has paid your guys to make these phone calls. Was it the right or the left? So these opinions matter to one side or the other.
Well,
this isn't just one of those.
It's an independent because it's, you know, doesn't, it's just an independent research.
Oh, unbiased then, you're saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Continue. I'm sorry for interrupting.
It's okay. Thank you. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good just fair or poor job as country supervisor?
Poor.
Okay. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Letitia Paris deserves to be re-elected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Someone new.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Okay. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates in your district were Letitia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, whom would you vote? Letitia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director?
Neither one. Is that an option?
Yes, yes, yes. That's your opinion. Yes, it is. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Letitia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director?
Let's go with the Salas because I still have time to look into her and find out who she is.
Okay. Okay.
I already know who Letitia is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. If homelessness, county taxes, housing cost, climate change, crime, road and traffic, jobs and the economy, other, or don't know, which one is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor?
I only get to pick one?
Yes, one that's most important in your
decision. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one, because I want to fix the homeless problem because I'm tired of that, but I'm really worried about the crime. So let's go with homeless.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Do you feel that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
A little.
A little convincing? Okay. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. How do you feel? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Okay. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Little.
Okay. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long. and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repairs, and park and recreations. Convincing, very convincing, somewhat convincing, little convincing, not at all convincing. Where do you?
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing, okay. Sala says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that the law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. How do you feel? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, little convincing, or not at all convincing?
A little.
Okay.
Little.
All right. Thank you. After hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote? Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director?
Kim Salas.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, I'm going to read you a series or statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement is accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for County Supervisor. First statement, as County Supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. You feel that's very, very serious doubts, minor doubts, no real doubts.
No doubts.
Okay. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record. As a county supervisor, she paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. How do you feel?
No doubt.
Okay. Perez does not show up for work in her last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Do you feel that's very serious doubts?
No doubt.
No, okay. Thank you.
I mean,
finally,
you don't know anything about these candidates when you ask these questions, do you? I mean, I'm sure you guys have your own opinions, but mm-hmm. Does that raise questions in your mind when you ask people, when you read these questions to people?
I
mean, I know you can't really answer.
Yeah,
I know.
But you
don't have to because I can already hear it in your response. No, I don't really have an opinion. It's sinful what is happening to California. That's all I can say.
Okay.
It's unfortunate.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, generally speaking. Do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
Republican.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I graduated high school and I have some college, no degree.
Okay. 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 Thank you. And what year were you born? Just the year.
61.
Okay. And next question here. Let's see. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or other race not listed?
We'll have to say another race not listed.
Okay. Okay.
Would you like me to tell you what that is?
Yeah.
American Indian white.
Okay. 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 Got it right here. Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Becky.
Okay.
And you spell that B-E-C-K-E-Y.
Okay. Thank you. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay.
You're welcome. You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.